All right, Fudsy, this will be a take, see?
Gilda Wabbit, Gilda Wabbit, Gilda Wabbit.
Fluffer and Fuckatash, that sounds worse than a Tweety Bird in a blender. You gotta get with the times, Elmer. Here, try it like this.
Hey, Spooey Wabbit, don't you mess with me. I'm a super wabbit killer, I'm bad, you see. I'm Elmer Fudd, I own a mansion and a yacht. And all the widow ladies dig what I got. I'm on to the teeth and I can't be beat. I'm a crazy old mother for wabbit meat. All the wabbits I catch, they pay me cash. So hey, Spooey Wabbit, better cover your ass. I'm wappin', I'm wappin'. No wabbit's gonna catch me nappin'. I think that before I get much thinner, I'll be taking you home with me for dinner. See, I have this recurring fantasy of using you in one of my recipes. You had all the success goes straight to your head, but it's fattening you up, so I'll be well fed. You're as wide as squirrely old fat Welsh wabbit with a $2,000 a day carrot habit. I'm wapping, and nothing's gonna catch me napping. You're gonna wish you were a specimen in the zoo, cause it's all over wabbit, I'm coming for you. I wear a hunting type chemise and I carry a gun, and I'll pull your brains out just for fun. You could hide anywhere, you could hide in the sewer, but you're gonna wind up at the end of my sewer. You think you're hot, but much hotter you'll be when you're a batter dipped wabbit quite quicker. See, I'm wapping, and nothing's gonna catch me. Ooh.
Oh,
well, Fuffer and Fuckatash, how'd he get in here?
Break a back a firecracker! 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 Get some more! Bang, 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 bang!
So you think you're the Pope, or is your brain fried out on chintzy dope? What's the secret here, Fuzzy? Have you got some serum that makes you all short and fat and gruesome? You chased me through the woods for 50 years, shooting everything with floppy ears. Chasing after me has caused a big sensation. The Elmer Fudd method of vegetation. I'm going to the rabbit club to quaff a few. So here's the last thing I'm gonna say to you. Take your mansion and your broken down yacht, and kiss my sweaty old rabbit shot. Ain't I a stinker? What a mean.
Gee, Fuzzy, you want to try nothing again when you're feeling better, son?
Oh, shut up, you rotten old pussycat. I'll get you boots on you. This is a wet
one. It's time for the Josie Show. Tonight's guest, Josie has no clue. She has to guess who they are, because we're not telling her. In a game that we're going to be playing called Guess the Guest. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, here's usually who's hosting the show, Josie Passantino, but tonight we're all kind of going to take over. And you're all invited to call in with your funniest jokes and pranks, so we can have some fun. And now, here's Josie.
Hey, Josie. Tina, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That was the best opening ever.
Who could have thought Elmer, Daphne, and Bugs could rap?
Who knew?
That was hilarious. So, everyone, welcome to the Josie Show. April Fool's fun. I'm clueless. And, yeah.
That's one way to say it. There's no script. We're throwing caution to the wind tonight. That's
yeah,
it.
I'm scared.
I didn't even know if Josie was going to be here.
You know what? Things happen. I don't know what's going to happen today.
Oh, let's make sure everybody can hear us in the
chat
line here. So go ahead, yeah. So can everybody hear us? If you can hear us, please go ahead and
let
type in
know.
The chat room. Let us know that you can hear us.
It's never good when you can't hear us.
Yeah, it won't be very much fun if you can't hear us.
That's the whole point.
you know, it's really a good thing that Josie showed up tonight, because it's hard to have somebody else host when it's called the Josie Show. There's not many Josies that we know.
Yeah, we had a hard time finding some extra Josies, and
you know,
and
we always need an extra.
Yeah. And we tried to find some people.
We should just keep
spare
Josies.
Like Josie.
I'm unique.
We looked for lookalikes for Josie. You know, we just didn't get anywhere. So she's got to do her own show tonight. We're just not going to tell her what she's doing. That's all.
Yeah, I have no idea. So I'm just going to be following your lead, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you know what we should do?
I love it.
Just in case of a future problem when Josie can't be here, we should check eBay for, like, inflatable Josies.
Oh, that's a good idea.
One that pops.
You know you can get everything on eBay. We'll see if we
can
find
I don't think we'll ever find another Josie that talks
too much. On Facebook and Twitter, and we'll ask people to audition to be a Josie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, with our luck, we'll get some fat, hairy guy who'd probably be the best at the part.
Thank you, Alan.
We don't discriminate. That would be fine. We'll give her some backup coverage. That's for sure. We'll see. Whoever's interested, go ahead and send a message to us on Facebook or Twitter and let us know that you'd like to be Josie's stage fill-in.
So is this the time when I say April Fools?
You could just keep saying we also have to
give her a stunt double.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That
because,
would be a good idea.
You know, because sometimes, you know,
sometimes things get
the typing really, you know, I need a stunt double for that, because that's
Well, you don't want to break a nail.
Exactly.
typing is dangerous. Like Tina said, you could break a nail, it could get wedged under the skin, cause a really nasty infection.
Exactly. Exactly. So I need a stunt double to do my typing work for me.
That is a riot.
I wouldn't mind that, actually.
So you know what we did? We did a little bit of research, and we found the history behind April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have Josie here tell everybody how it is that April Fool's Day came about as a bunch of little pranksters run around and do things. So.
Yep, and since we are all about April Fool's Day today, I did some research, well, me and Tina here, we did some research to find out the history of the day and how it got started. So the beginning of this tradition was in 1582 in France. Prior to that year, the New Year was celebrated for 8 days, beginning on March 25th. The celebration culminated on April 1st with the new calendar under Charles IX. The Gregorian calendar was introduced, and New Year's Day was moved to January 1st. However, communications back then was by foot, no texting. Oh, my goodness. So we're not even going to touch on that. But so many people did not receive the news for several years, and some others just refused to accept the new calendar and continue to celebrate on April 1st. So these backwards people were labeled as fools by the general population. They were subjected to ridicule and were often sent on fools as fools by the general population. They were the subject and sent on fool's errands, or were made the butt of other practical jokes, hence the beginning of the
Yep, there you go. That's how it all began.
There's your fun history lesson. I messed up in the beginning. Did you see that?
That's okay.
That's what happens when you don't give me a script.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. April Fool's Day. We're just kidding you. Did you hear us read a line twice? Ha ha.
April Fool's.
A script. We don't need no stinking script.
Yeah, you don't need no stinking script.
I don't need no stinking script. Yeah.
So first off, message by foot. Seriously, it took a couple years for people to hear news, so I don't even know how you can even possibly imagine that, to say the least.
Imagine how many Dr. Scholl pads they went through.
I know. I was just going to say the same thing.
Can you
Seriously.
Imagine? That's unbelievable. But, celebrating the new year for, what was it, like 8 days or something like that? Party! That's so much better than just one day.
Exactly.
I like that. I could get used to that. That'd be all right.
Now you know why Dick Clark's so old.
So, Alan, have you had any April Fool's jokes played on you yet today?
Actually, just by a squirrel.
Really? Oh, what happened there?
Well, tell us about that.
Yeah.
Well, see, Squirt, Peanut's little baby, was up in a tree hanging over a branch, so I kept throwing a peanut in the air, and he kept trying to catch it with his paws, but he couldn't because squirrels can't catch that way. But he's a dumb squirrel, and he doesn't know this. So after the fourth or fifth try, and he almost fell off the branch, he finally decided to come back down and jump on my shirt and hang there. And I went to give him the nut. He wouldn't take it, so I threw it at him, and he finally caught it in his mouth.
Aww.
And then he went all the way back up to the branch. It would have been so much easier if he just came down to begin with, took the nut, and went back up. But no, he's a dumbass.
And took the nut and then went up.
Oh, that is a riot.
That's
is
hilarious.
Too much. That's too much. Josie, have you had anything pranked on you today?
Not yet.
You
haven't
gotten any pranks.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that this is the pranking. This show is going to be the icing on the cake.
All right. So you think that this is it? This might be your big prank. Well, I have to tell you that this morning, I went out to lunch with a friend, which was fantastic. And while I was there, I actually had a prank played on me. I had some of our fun family friends call and play a little joke on me on the phone, trying to make me believe things happened that didn't happen. And I was rolling. I was so going with it. I was getting ready to even say some bad words in the middle of the restaurant. I was so going with it. I was rolling for like 5 minutes, and then finally I was like, wait a minute. You're way too calm for telling me this news. I'm
it's
like, this
April
is an April Fool's
Day,
thing, isn't it? And they finally confessed. But, oh, yeah. I was taken advantage of in the restaurant, that's for sure, today.
That's special. No.
Yeah, you can laugh at me. That was it.
We got some new sound effects.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
I could see that. Very cool.
That's pretty exciting.
Boom. Boom. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what
so
else
cool.
you got there? Oh, that's fun.
That's me riding my tricycle.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a better flush than last time, which is kind of where we're heading, but that is a better flush than
Isn't
last
that the
time.
Same flush?
No, I think it's a better flush. It sounds
funny,
and a little bit more serious. That is not
now,
a weak flush.
Tonight,
that's not a weak flush.
Now, tonight, we're going to be using a new sound effect when one of our surprise callers calls in, which they haven't yet. You're going to hear this.
Cool.
Oh, we like that.
I like.
Yeah, that's good.
I'd like it even more if I knew who was calling in. But, hey.
But then this wouldn't be any fun whatsoever now. Wouldn't be any fun at all. That's for sure. All right. So, you know, we do have a list to help people out here tonight, Joe. You know that, right?
I don't know anything. You didn't tell me anything. You didn't tell me anything.
Oh, it's those papers I shoved in front of your face. No.
I'm going with the flow.
That's it. So we do have a list tonight of funny pranks. Now, pranks
that you can pull on everybody in your family.
Yeah, you can pull on anybody you know. And
none of these hurt people because April Fool's jokes, obviously, are just jokes. They're not to harm any human being or animal or mammal, okay?
Exactly.
Or insect.
Right.
Okay.
So there's nothing here that would cause injury, I don't believe.
I don't believe. That's
if it
great.
Does, we're sorry.
Yeah.
So we did a little research. We did a little compiling of some of the best pranks that we've heard of that are safe, that you can pull on anybody, whether you know them well or not.
I'd actually recommend not doing these with a friend, because you might not have a friend after you use these. But, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
try strangers.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, so we're going to get to that list tonight, Joe, and we're going to try and help some people out, and we're going to let them know some pranks that they could play in the last few hours of the night tonight.
so that, you know, they can be known as the prankster. Because I will tell you what.
I hate being the pranky.
Yeah, yeah. You never forget.
I hate being the target.
Forget who pranks you. I mean, you just don't forget things like that. So
yeah.
For those couple of good family friends of ours that pranked me this morning, you're on my list.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're on my list.
Technically, literally, you actually are on my list. Right down next to the prank we're about to let you all in on. Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You going to help me with this list through?
You know, I was thinking that we were going to start the list, you know, but...
You're in charge.
I'm looking at...
I don't know.
Woo, I'm in charge. But, I'm looking at the switchboard here, and, you know, I'm a little concerned that maybe one of our guests is calling in. Woo, there's the signal.
Whee. Yay.
Who do we have there? Is this guest number one? Uh-oh.
Maybe guest number one shot.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
Well,
hello,
Jordan.
Hello?
Woo! Whoa. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Ooh, I like
who
that
could
voice.
This be?
Let's ask some questions. Let's see if we can figure out who this is, Joe.
Okay. Okay, so, all right. Are you a singer?
Okay, as Josie asks the questions, what we're going to do is if she takes a guess and gets the correct answer, you're going to hear. But if she gets wrong, you're going to hear.
Okay, so the guest. Okay, all right, okay.
Okay.
So you have to. So you're going to have to say, you know,
a question.
Like, are you a singer? You know.
Do you want a clue, Josie?
You know? Do we get a clue? Does she get a clue?
Do you want a clue?
Yes.
All right. This person is a previous guest.
Wow.
Well, I've had a lot of previous guests. Okay, I'm scared. Okay.
But
please don't be offended if I get
only 75
something
episodes.
Wrong. Oh.
It was, say it again, Alan?
It narrows the choices down to only 75 episodes.
So it could be one of, I don't know, 75, 80 guests, you know, something like that.
And you
okay.
know it's a female because I said that.
Yeah, see, all
it's
right.
It's a female, okay.
Rocking girl power.
I'm going to figure it out sooner or later. You will figure it out.
Luke, I am your father.
I like this voice.
Oh, man.
All right, Josie, try and hit the first question. Let's see if we can guess that.
Okay.
Oh,
man.
We have
man.
The second caller.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Two. Okay, caller number two is someone you know very well. Caller number two, are you there?
You're talking to me? I think they're talking to you, Peanut. Don't say my name, Squirrely. You just said my name. Oh, you snapped. Now you ruined it. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I don't know how you're going to guess caller number two.
Yeah, you know, it'd be hard to say Peanut.
Yeah. Okay,
it's
so
not
wait,
Peanut,
so car,
I'm Peanut's a squirrel. I'm a zebra. I'm a unicorn.
I'm so confused right now. I don't know who's talking and who's not.
See what happens when there's no script.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wait for Josie to ask you and caller number one the questions, please.
Okay.
Okay, let's ask caller number one the question. Okay.
Okay. So, okay, caller number one. So are you a singer?
Whoa, let me think about that. The answer is...
Yes.
I'm like thinking.
She's seriously on the edge of her seat.
I know.
She's all red. She's like,
I know.
She's like trying to
are
get
you animal, vegetable,
right, so.
Or mineral? Let me think about that.
I know.
This
okay.
is awesome. Caller one, you're awesome.
Okay.
Okay. What else do you want to ask?
So, okay. Have you ever sang SpongeBob with me? I just thought of that.
Oh. That's very interesting. Hold on, give me about 2 seconds.
She has to go back and listen to the episode.
She's going. Oh my goodness. Well, if you didn't, we have to. So, but let's see. So I don't know what to say. Okay, second question. Okay.
Well,
so
you can ask caller two questions too.
Okay.
Caller who?
You're supposed to know what's going on.
Just so you know, there's two of us as caller number two. I think they figured that out already, dumbass.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. This is a dirty show.
Let's go back to caller number one.
Yeah, let's go back to caller number one.
Okay, caller number one. Go ahead. Hit her with another question.
Okay.
Thinking about SpongeBob.
Okay, caller number uno. Okay. So let's see here. I don't know. Are you a country singer? I've been a lot of country singers.
I don't know what you were saying over Tina's laughing.
She's laughing at me right now.
Okay, so is caller number one a country singer?
No.
She is not
a country singer.
Is she in this country?
No, is she in this country?
That's a good question.
Well, I think it starts with the obvious.
Oh, that's true. I have international guests. Are you from, wait.
United States?
Are you from the U.S.?
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even
prompt
you for that.
I'm confused. So are you from the U.S. of A?
Oh, the U.S. of A. Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah,
okay,
so she's from the U.S.
Okay, so you're a singer.
That rules out our Australian guest.
Okay, so, yeah, so you're a singer, you're from the U.S. of A. Okay.
But not a country singer, so that will
Oh, yeah, not a
down,
country singer, yeah.
What's that next question there?
Can caller number one climb trees?
That's not going to help me.
Caller number one, can you climb trees?
Maybe it will. How many guests do you know climb trees?
I hope not.
I don't know who can climb a tree.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's see.
You could give up at any time.
So caller, I don't know what it is. Caller number one. Okay, are you an actress or actor or actress? Yeah, actress.
Well, she already said she's a singer.
Well, but we have some singers that
have
also been actresses.
True.
Good for
you. She is.
See?
So she acts
see?
Like a singer.
Alan, see? We got it.
She
control.
Acts like a singer.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay, so she is a singer and she is an actress. She does not sing country music, and she lives in the U.S. That's what we've got so far.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
Do we know if she can climb a tree?
No.
I kind of want to know that now.
Oh, man.
Okay, how about this?
What? Oh, okay. Have you been on the Josie Show more than once?
What, is she checking the episode list?
Car number one. Oh.
I have been on it twice.
Oh, so it's somebody that's been on.
I'm checking. Okay, just to specify, she has been a guest once, but has called in on other occasions.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
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 So that narrows it down now.
Okay.
Right, it's not who I thought it was. Okay. So it's already out of my head.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's not. Let me see. Okay.
I like how Tina's pretending she can't look at the switchboard and get the number.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's not going to help us anyway.
Josie, you could give up at any time and just ask who it is.
No, wait, not yet. How about this one here? We're not ready to go.
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
All right, Tina, you have any questions that might help?
All right, so caller number one, can you please tell us
your most embarrassing moment while performing?
And how many pairs of shoes do you have?
These things are important.
These things are important. This is important information.
Go ahead, caller one.
I'm not sure if this will be important to Josie, but most embarrassing moment was when I was caught singing in front of my front door with kids watching me as I passed by. I did not notice them, but I saw by a glance, and then I ran.
And then I ran. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let me think here. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a question for caller number one.
Okay, good.
How come you're talking like Elvis on drugs?
The older Elvis.
The older Elvis.
Because Elvis is a fat, bloated Elvis.
Caller number uno is now laughing.
No, I'm not Elvis. I'm sorry.
Okay,
no.
Caller one, will you give us another clue?
Wait, no.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay, just give me a clue. Okay, so what does your name start with? What letter?
Oh.
That's a good one.
It first letter is that horse start.
Oh.
First letter is horse. The horse, the H. Okay, so...
Start with horse.
I'm trying to verify just in case anybody didn't know that horse started with an A.
Oh my goodness. A, B, C. Okay.
We are way too late
because
we're a little too freaked out.
Hold on.
Well, you know, if you're Mexican, horse would start with a J.
H.
Yeah, so if you're Spanish, it would be completely different. That is true.
H. I'm looking at.
That's so true.
Josie would be Hosey.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I know who it is.
You know who it is?
Oh, I know who it is.
You do?
I know who it is.
All right, say it.
Okay, it's so Haley, right? Yes.
It's Haley on the line.
Yes. Because, like, the first letter, H, we didn't have any H's.
That is awesome. Hey, Haley, how are you?
Hey.
I'm great. That was really fun.
You disguised your voice. Excellent.
I know.
If you wouldn't have gave us the H, we never would have got you.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How's it been?
I've been good. I've been really busy with a lot of stuff is like my music, and I've gotten into acting and some modeling. So I've been it's been really hectic lately, but it's been really fun.
Oh, so cool.
Well, tell us about some new projects. Get that information out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I recently just went into the studio to record a little song, which I do a cover of Poker Face, like my original version. Lady Gaga, and I went and recorded that, and I got a backtrack for that, which I'm going to use at this event that I'm going to April 12th to the 18th. I get to sing and act and walk the runway and talk to people.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is super, super cool.
We have
cool.
Caller number three.
Oh,
caller number three, are you there?
Haley, can you stay on the line with us?
I am here.
Okay, caller number three is with us. And I will only tell you that caller number three is another female previous guest.
Caller three.
Okay, that really doesn't help us at all, Aaron.
Caller three.
Oh, that's why you have to ask questions.
Josie and me and... Alan, and we've got Haley, a former guest, on the line with us, too.
And you still haven't guessed who we are. Caller number two.
And
we
still have Peanut, who we don't know who he is yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so caller three, here we go. Let's ask caller three some questions. So why don't we start at the top again?
Okay. So caller three, are you a singer?
Yeah, I've sang in the past before. I sure have.
Oh, look at that handsome. Oh, you're doing good. Oh, I love that. So you've sang in the past. Okay, so how
about this? I love the voice disguises.
Oh, it's the best.
That's awesome. Right, okay, so
another clue. Caller number three is one of my personal favorites.
Oh, Ayla, that's so sweet of you. Thank you, Chad.
I'm not just saying that because she's from the area that I come from in the country.
Really? See, now I would have guessed that she was from South.
Okay, so Alan likes this person. I'll cross that off my list. Okay.
So how about this one here? Let's find this out.
Okay, so what genre of music do you sing?
I sing across between R&B to rock, and I have also sang some musical theater as well.
You've done some acting as well?
I've done a smidgen of acting. I sure have, yes.
Feel free to ask questions too, Harry.
I love it. That's awesome. Okay, find this out here.
I'm thinking. Okay. Let's see. I'm thinking here. My brain is working. Have you ever sang SpongeBob with me?
SpongeBob? No, I have not had the luxury of singing SpongeBob with you, Josie. I'm sorry.
That's unfortunate. That's
okay,
that's
you know what? Tonight, it's still early.
There's plenty of time. She could sing SpongeBob with everybody.
Yeah,
we're
gonna rock. I say tonight we have one big SpongeBob song. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my gosh,
would that be
my world.
You could do a barbershop quartet version.
We love it.
Look at that. Okay, so let's see. So call number three. So
yeah,
tell me one of your most embarrassing moments.
One of my most embarrassing moments. Well, I remember I went to a camp in New Hampshire, and we went roller skating, and the ring referee guy was so cute. He was like, do you need help skating? And I was so shocked that he spoke to me that I just fell flat on my face. That was just one of my most embarrassing moments.
How come I don't have that effect on women? Usually they fall on their face trying to get away from me. I say hi to girls.
You know, I know somebody special that, since this is all about teasing Josie tonight, I know somebody special that makes Josie fall on her face.
Ooh.
Excuse me. What?
Josie, do you have any if you want to share?
But unfortunately, we couldn't get Trace Atkins to call in tonight.
Oh.
Okay.
Couldn't get who?
My face is actually seriously turning all shades of red. I'm just saying.
I didn't hear you. What did you say? You couldn't get who to call in?
I couldn't get Trace Atkins to call in, so Josie won't have to fall.
That wouldn't be Josie that would be falling. That would be me. Josie would be trying to pick Mom up off the floor. That's a whole other story for a whole other time.
Okay, so wait. So I think I have an idea who caller number three is.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let's see. Okay.
We totally love this guest too.
I know. Okay, wait. So let me think. Okay. Have you ever kissed a girl? I think I know who this is. That's so random.
I may have back in my college days, sure.
I know who it is, I guess.
Who is it? Yes.
Carol Baldwin. I knew it. I know. I was right.
Yay! So exciting. We're so excited to have you here. It's wonderful.
That was great, guys. Hi.
Have
so much fun.
And we want Tamala to meet Haley Bard, another previous guest, an aspiring singer and actress from Texas.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And we should let everybody know to go on the internet, and Tamala is going to give us all the information and tune into her internet TV show, Soul Kisses TV.
Yes, thank you. Alan pretty much, you know, got it. I have a new web show called Soul Kisses TV, and we celebrate people that are changing the world. So if you want to get inspired, go to soulkissestv.com.
I've been watching it, and it's very good.
Yay, thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm watching it, too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So we need to ask Pamela about pranks, because I know that she's got some good stuff to share. I know she does. So right here, we need to know.
Yeah, I need to know. Okay, so what is the best prank you have ever pulled on somebody?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
did it involve kissing girls?
No. I'm for real when I'm doing that. I'm just kidding.
Seriously, not a fool.
Well, today I posted on Twitter that, you know, OMG, I'm going to be a mommy. And a lot of my friends that, you know me, of course, know that I'm not pregnant, but my friends that are kind of acquaintances are like, oh, my God, congratulations. So that was my most recent prank, you know, that I'm preggers. But...
I've seen that too, and I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Well, it was so funny when I seen it.
I fell for it.
I totally did. I seen it this morning, and I didn't like read all the comments. All I seen was that you said that part because you just said it so sweet. And I just seen it up there, and I'm like, oh my goodness! I'm like looking around for a congratulations card, and then I opened up the comments and started reading, and I was like, oh, okay. So well, then look at that. I've actually been had twice today.
It's been twice.
Oh, would you like
to do that all day?
That is awesome.
Love it.
Now, what's the best prank that someone's pulled on you?
Ooh, good one.
Ooh, oh my gosh. Oh my, this one actually wasn't really funny because I was really, really, really upset. I was in California for a while, and we went camping in the desert, I guess. And so a lot of the boys, you know, were there, and they put a fake snake in our tent. And it was so dark, and I just remember seeing the snake, and I'm hysterical, like, ah, the snake! Ah,
ah.
It looked so real, and I was just so mad at them because, you know, yeah, I had a mini heart attack.
Yeah.
I don't get the whole camping thing. If I'm going to go camping, it's going to be, like, next to a Dunkin' Donuts, so I can get some coffee.
No, you have to be out with nature.
There's plenty of nature at Dunkin' Donuts. People are animals. They leave garbage everywhere. That's nature.
Well, I'm definitely over the tent thing. Like right now, I'm kind of digging the whole cabin, so I'm kind of feeling you on that. Yeah. It's a lot of work camping.
Besides, we're from New York. You go camping in New York. You're only like a mile from any shopping mall.
That's true. You can hear the cars in the highway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You're trying to set a campfire and you hear some guy yelling out the window, "Hey buddy, your horn's right here."
So funny.
So let's find out from Haley here what the best prank is that anyone's pulled on her. We want to hear this.
I think her best prank is getting her to call in tonight for the show.
Yeah, it was. I think Alan said it. I think that was the best prank. I don't really get pranked, and I don't really do pranks. I wish I did. I just don't get the opportunity, so.
We're going to help you out with that
You
tonight.
Pulled a good one.
Yeah, we're going to help you out with that tonight, though.
Haley,
we are, because we've got a whole list of pranks. Yeah.
You see, Haley helps on my Casey Kellyville site, and when we have staff meetings, it's nothing but jokes and pranks, and I can't really get into them because they're not exactly rated for the show, but Haley is really funny.
Might as well at this point.
Well, thank you.
You rated...
That's hysterical. All right, so you know what?
We have the line
that we want to share.
Just because we have a dumbass squirrel and Pamela kisses a girl during a Broadway show, that is not crossing the line in any way. You see that on Saturday morning cartoons.
That's
right. Thank you.
Tamala, you are never going to live that down.
I know.
We
I
love
like
you guys.
And by the way,
I
did search YouTube, and there is no actual video online of that scene in the play Tamala did, so don't bother
Thank
looking
gosh.
At it.
Thank gosh.
And Alex, you would Google it.
It was my duty as a single guy.
You would Google it.
It was my one duty as a single guy to check on these things.
Well, yeah. We appreciate you keeping us safe.
so funny.
That is a riot. Okay, so you know what? We have to share this list with you guys. So we did a little bit of research, and we pulled up a list of the best pranks so that people could still have some ideas here before the night is up and get your opinion on if these are things that you would do or not. So
I do a few on these lists, actually.
Some of them are actually pretty fun. Some things I never thought of in a million years. So.
Well, I know.
What do
all
I
right,
have a feeling? Pamela invented this list.
I may, maybe.
This list is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
So here's the first one. This one's awesome. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know. Okay, so super glue a quarter to a sidewalk in public and watch people try to pick it up.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I did one better than that. I super glued somebody's chair, and they had to cut their pants off to get up.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Yeah.
Is that a
real
story?
That was in, like, grade school. That was in grade school, and, like, who knew the strength of Elmer's glue at the time when you're, like, in fifth grade?
No way.
Oh, my, that should be on the list.
That should be on the list. Let's put that on the list. That is funny.
We should try that with Dad.
So funny.
Dad is in trouble tonight. He won't see
okay.
it.
How many people have actually put somebody who's sleeping, took their hand and put it in warm water?
Oh,
I have.
That's
the one on our list.
Yeah, that is on. I don't know if anybody's ever done that. Have you guys ever did that?
I have.
Done it.
Multiple times.
You have?
Yes.
Pamela.
Yes, I totally have. All throughout high
work?
School. Yeah, it does work. Oh, wait.
It's also fun.
It's
also fun.
We are doing that to Dad.
Oh, man.
It's also fun when you put whipped cream or some kind of pudding in their hand when they're sleeping and then tickle their nose
tickle
with
them,
a feather.
Yes, I've done that too.
But then the joke's really on you because you're the one that ends up having to clean the furniture.
True.
That's hysterical. Okay, yeah, I never really even thought about doing any of that, but
we're not April Fool's kind of pranksters. We're like more the pranking.
I got one that
yeah.
I got one that Haley and Tamala haven't heard yet.
What's that?
What?
This is a joke that Josie told on herself unwillingly.
Okay.
When she accidentally tied herself to her chair doing the show.
How did you tie yourself to a chair?
That was so embarrassing.
Oh, goodness gracious. I thought I was going to have to call the fire department.
She was on the air, and we can't
so
let anybody know that
up.
She tied herself to the furniture while she's talking to the guest.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. I seriously, you should have seen how hard it was to get her undone. She did
oh
such a number,
gosh.
I seriously thought I was going to have to call 911. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And this was one of the first shows she did.
I think we threw away that sweater.
No, we still have it, but I don't let you wear it anymore.
And this was also one of the very first shows she ever did that wasn't done from her bathroom.
Oh,
yeah, we finally get a good, yeah, we finally get a good one,
yeah. So she has these long like string type things or whatever that's on the sweater, and it kind of like wraps around your body.
That's part one of the no-no.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing long and hangy on you. So anyway,
do not
so
let Josie do the show in long sleeves.
Yeah, exactly. She was playing with them and she's messing around and she's got one of these spinny chairs, so she was spinning around in the chair.
Oh my
doing
goodness!
All kinds of stuff. Seriously, by the time it was said and done, she was tangled, like underneath the arms of the chair, around the base of the spinny thing on the chair. It was like millions of knots everywhere. I'm sitting here while she's trying to tie my hands, and he's trying to untie the girl.
Oh my god!
I'm trying not to let the guests know that there's a situation.
The reason why I said that, I think this is one of the reasons I believe Josie would be the perfect guest for Soul Kisses TV. Let the world see her accomplish this.
I can teach you how to tie yourself to a chair.
She can inspire people on how to stay safe or something. I don't really know.
I don't know.
All right, so let's get to the rest of the list here. What else do we got?
Okay, so I've never tried this. I don't know if you guys did either, but you could put a rubber band on the kitchen sink spray nozzle so that when someone turns on the faucet, they get soaked.
Oh my gosh.
I'd warn someone ahead of time because, like, what if they were wearing, like, a good, like, outfit or something?
Well,
then
you can warn them. You can't do that. That is not a prank.
True. I'm thinking about their well-being.
I'm trying to warn people before they get pranked.
Just make sure you have a mop in the house when you do that one.
Oh, man.
Okay. So this one here, I don't understand. This one here, I don't even get that.
I understand it, but it does damage. You could put clear wrap on a toilet. And
so, like, I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you don't understand that, Mom.
I'm like, no, I don't understand where you put the clear wrap. Like, under the seat, because if you put it on top of the seat, I'm going to know it's there. And if you put it under the seat, well, who cares if it's there, because it's not like, I don't know.
Will that actually work on the automatic toilet seats we found on eBay?
We need those. So I don't get the clear. I still don't get how that works. I might just try it just for fun because I don't get how it works.
Try it on yourself. Don't try it on anybody.
I'm trying it on you, girl.
Oh, great.
I wouldn't trust Tina with that joke because she'll put the saran wrap on there to, like, pull a prank on somebody, forget it's there, and use the bathroom herself.
She'll forget.
I would.
I'm very forgetful. Yeah.
So.
And this one, for everyone who has MySpace and Facebook, which Haley and Tamara and Alan, you both do. You all do. You can use Photoshop magic on your friends' photos and then place them on MySpace or Facebook. I wouldn't recommend that. If you want to keep your friends, I wouldn't recommend that.
I don't think I'd like
looking at you on Facebook. I've had that to me before, and it's really fun. Like, I've had that happen before, and it's a good laugh.
Ooh.
They do it right, you know?
When I had my Facebook, people would invite me to their farms and stuff, and I used to pee on their farms and kill everything, and I thought it was hysterical, but for some reason they didn't.
Oh, my, is this still rated R? Is someone keeping track?
That's naughty.
Oh, my goodness. We're just laughing.
I'm learning so much about Alan right now.
Aren't you, though? Seriously? I know.
I know, right?
Anyway, yeah. If you're that worried about a fake farm on a social network, I really don't want to be bothered, and I don't care if all the plants die.
That's hysterical. That is hysterical.
Moving on.
Okay, this one is, honest to God, guys, this one is just nasty.
You say it. I can't say that. I don't even want to say it. I'm not saying it.
So, I'll just skip it because it's too nasty for those words to come out of my mouth.
No, I'll say it. Okay, so. Okay, so find an elephant.
Okay.
An elevator.
It says fart in an elevator. Enough said. Okay.
Enough said.
That's nasty. Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's gross.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So
put a piece of bubble wrap under the toilet seat so when your victim sits, they're surprised by a loud pop.
Oh,
that would scare me.
That would be funny, right? I would say
yes.
That one.
That'd be
good. That would be hilarious.
And I have some bubble wrap.
Oh, my.
Girl, you're in trouble.
Great. but actually, that would be, like, really, really kind of funny. Like, a loud pop. I think they would laugh, too, don't you think? That'd be kind of funny.
I have a question for Haley. Haley, if you were to pull a prank on somebody right now, what would the prank be?
Oh, gosh. probably
if I had some whipped cream, I would probably go and run up to somebody and just spray them in the face and then run back.
And run back.
Yeah. That would be pretty funny.
Okay, I got to call you in there.
That's good stuff. We love that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, wait. So this is a long one. I don't really know.
It was much
yeah.
Fun
yeah,
like
that one's so
fight.
It's complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's complex.
Yeah,
you try it.
Too much.
Do
yeah.
it. Read it.
Okay, so
yeah.
all right, so we can get through this. All right, so basically...
Yeah.
Basically, what you do is you find an old bottle of nail polish that you really don't want anymore. You unscrew the cap and set it sideways on a piece of wax paper, and you let the contents flow out a little bit and make it into a little puddle and have it dry completely. So when it's completely dry, you peel it off the paper, and then you can put it anywhere and trick somebody into thinking that nail polish fell on something important of theirs. So whether it be, you know,
oh,
like a term paper or some important document
oh.
or a carpet. God forbid in this house you put something on the carpet. Woo! you know, so... Something like that, play a little joke.
Well, yeah, but depending on the color, they might not think it's nail polish.
Yeah.
What?
Wait. Well, no, the bottle would still be attached to it. It would still be a bottle on there. So you'd have, like, the bottle, the drippings, and everything, like, all together.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that might work, yeah.
It takes too much work.
Yeah, yeah. So this is kind of fun. This is kind of fun. This would be funny.
Okay. So tape magnets to the bottom of an empty coffee cup and attach it to the top of your car. Laugh at all the people who frantically try to get your attention as you drive by.
That's
good. That's good. I like that one. I like that one.
Oh, my goodness.
One of
yeah.
my favorite things to do is I like to go on vacation and you get a room in a hotel or something. And I like to let them know I've been there, so I get the little sewing kit, and I sew the bread spreads to the drapes.
Oh. I think they already know that you were there, Alan.
OMG.
They already know right when you walk in. Like, oh,
Alan.
Well, if you want to really drive people crazy, go into a dry cleaner, any dry cleaner, and just ask them how much it is to take the stain out of one pair of pants and put it in a different pair. It should be no extra charge.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
Or
okay,
you can go
wait,
into a bank, and you know how the banks have this Uniline, like you're waiting for a ride at Disneyland now, and you wait a really long time, and you finally get up to the window when there's like 50 people behind you, and ask for change of a nickel. All the colors over to look at you.
Oh, look at you.
Here.
I'm pretty sure they would.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they would. I'm thinking they would.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's right. That's right. This one here, you know, this one I think is kind of mean, this one.
Oh.
I would be PO'd if somebody did. They wouldn't even be funny.
It.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, so get up really early and sneak into your victim's bathroom and fill their hair dryer with baby powder. And when they turn it on, their head will be pure white, just like an old person. Aw.
Oh.
I would be so mad.
That.
That's horrible.
Oh,
that's horrible.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That would make me, after you're getting all ready, because hair is like the last thing I do while I'm ironing my clothes. So
yeah.
I would be mad. If that screwed up my makeup, man, I would be mad.
Oh, you did your makeup.
I got one for Josie to do since she like just got her driver's license. Have her back through like one of those bank lanes with the tellers, or an ATM lane, or just like a restaurant drive through. Just back through.
Back through.
Uh-huh. Would you?
She's not that skilled.
I'm not that skilled. I got to practice my driving skills first.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, you know what? Here, this one is kind of gross. I know that I'd like that. Here, read that one.
Okay. Sounds gross if you want me to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, before one of your family members take a shower, remove the shower head and place a Lifesaver candy in it. Replace the shower head with the candy now trapped in it. When the person takes the shower, he or she will not notice until they get out and start to dry off with a towel, and it will stick to them. Then we'll get back in the shower to rinse off. works like a charm. Wait, what?
So basically, water's going to come through this lifesaver thing, so they're going to be sticky. So when they go, they're going to be sticky, and they're going to be like, what the heck, didn't I take all the soap off? They're going to go back in the shower and get more sticky, because they're going to keep trying to wash it off. Yeah, I don't know. I can't stand sticky on me. I would go lunatic if I had sticky on me.
Cruel. That is cruel, man.
That is right. You know, this is kind of cool. All right, so this is one that you can do at an office party. This one's good.
Ooh, office party. Okay. So find a box about the size of a cake. Ooh. Then cover it with frosting, making it look like a cake. I think I see where this is going. Then put it out in the office kitchen or wherever people leave free food. Sit back as one of your coworkers try to cut a slice. Oh, man.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so desperate at that point, I'd be licking the frosting off the box.
That's nice.
Okay, let's do one last one. And this one is my favorite. I think that this one I don't know why I would never do it, but I think it's so funny. This one's the best.
You read it.
She's seen a couple of the choice words and she's already given up. Okay, so I'll try and say this in a dignified way. All right.
Okay.
So first...
And I'm going to be closing my ears.
Yeah. You sneak on to whoever your victim's computer is. So you sneak on to your victim's computer and you do a Google search for something yucky or something embarrassing. So do a Google search. Their recommendations are to do a Google search for something like hemorrhoids.
My, oh my.
Hemorrhoids or... butt pimples. There was no dignified way to say butt pimples. I don't even know what that is. It's kind of gross. All right, so anyways, look up some of those yucky things.
Yeah, read it on.
If somebody's got butt pimples, I don't want to go on their computer.
We've just reached rated R.
So if you look that up, then the idea is to leave the results window open so that as people walk by the office on the computer, they can see that, you know, whoever this person is was searching for some nasty
thing. I like it. Tim, did you say I like it?
I like that one, yeah. It's like
funny.
Subtle but good.
Yeah.
Now, you know we're all
going
to be Googling butt pimples. You know, I'll find out what they are. So.
Good idea. No.
Yeah.
No.
Type in the Google search.
Oh, man.
My show picture.
Okay. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that was the last one, right?
Yeah. That's all the good stuff that we
have. That's
had
all the good ones.
So I think we helped a few people out tonight, don't you? I think a few people could grab a couple pranks here before the night's up.
We got some good stuff going on.
Absolutely. That's some good stuff.
Which ones would you guys try? Aaron, Tamara, Haley, what would you guys try?
I would try the bubble pop under the toilet seat, and I would try the whipped cream in the hand and tickle with the feather. Those two are, I would do those tonight.
Pure gold. Doing tonight. Those are pure gold.
Those are
on your list.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I would do the bubble wrap also, and I really like that penny one. That would just be so funny.
The penny one.
My mom would be like, oh my gosh, a penny. Wait.
I'm trying to go for it. Like, what?
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
That's funny. All right, how about you, Alan? What would you try?
I would go into one of those camera stores and ask them how much for the pictures of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, walk in there. How much for the heavy set couple in the window?
Of course you would.
I could see you doing that, Ellen. Actually.
And another one I would do, but I would need Tamala's help with this one.
Tamala, watch out.
I would take her and go find the tanning salon. And stand outside and just have her go, look what they did to me!
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh,
too much.
I don't know if you could actually get sued for that.
They could?
I don't know.
What?
I think they'd be in too much shock.
Oh, my goodness. Aaron, you are nuts.
So that's just yeah.
You guys are in charge. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I think we're gonna pull a couple of those tonight on Josie's dad.
Oh.
So I'm making like a little list. First of all, the hand is going into warm water tonight just because I think that'd be funny. What's that?
You're gonna glue her dad to a chair?
No.
Hand to chair like I do.
No, we're gonna stick the hand. He's just gonna be. Let's just make him our victim tonight.
Oh man.
We'll just do it.
I'm so sorry.
We'll just do a bunch of stuff to him. We'll just do a bunch of stuff. Payback. Okay. So hand in warm water.
He's the prankster in the family.
Yeah. So hand in warm water. Right?
There we go.
Bubble wrap under the toilet seat.
We should all try that today.
Everyone. I have a computer, so I can't Google butt pimples.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. It
if you want,
to
pull a joke on Josie's dad, just find his bottle of aftershave and replace the aftershave with bug repellent.
Oh my goodness. He would have a heart attack.
The smell alone will give him a clue.
Josie's laughing, and I'm like, ooh.
I'm laughing like it's a joke, and Mom's like, oh, I got to write that down on my notepad.
I think we need some ideas for some long distance pranks so Josie can get cold bad.
Oh boy.
That's what we need. We need some ideas for long distance pranks.
Yeah. Anybody have some? Nobody has any ideas for that one, huh?
Alright, well the night's still young.
Yeah.
How does one prank a 16-year-old country singer from Atlanta, Georgia, long distance? You have somebody call him pretending to be Dolly Parton.
Ooh.
Goodness.
Could someone do that for me? Because I'm like, oh my goodness. I'd be freaking.
Oh, we'll have to find out who his favorite artist is. I think we know. We'll have to pick a favorite artist. And
did you guys know it's over an hour now? About an hour.
Have we been talking about pranks for an hour?
Yep.
That rocks.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is so cool.
This was fun.
That Haley and Sam were both called in to do a little guessing game with me. And I got 2 points, by the way. I got both of them right.
Now the three of you have to sing SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the SpongeBob song.
SpongeBob. Okay.
Well, I
think
that.
Everybody knows
so
the
if
words.
If you sing the top lyrics, then all they have to do is respond with SpongeBob SquarePants, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay.
Are you ready,
okay.
Haley?
And I gotta get the lyrics. I'm not good with this yet.
I'm ready to go. Josie, come on, girl.
I know. Okay. Here we go.
I like that accent.
All right.
Come on, girl.
I love it. Okay, so you guys ready? It's gonna be
yep.
fun.
Are you ready, Kate?
Are you ready, Kate?
Hi, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Hi, Captain.
That was brilliant.
Okay, that was fun.
That was beautiful.
We have to say thank you to everybody for coming tonight.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much, Tamara and Haley, for coming and surprising the pants off me. I love you both.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for the giggles.
Anytime. Yeah. Come back anytime. You guys know you guys are welcome, and yes.
I will definitely be, you know, writing some pranks down for Josie next year.
Beware. Thank you.
Wait a minute. You don't have to wait for anybody to come on the show. You guys want to just call in any week, go right ahead.
Yeah.
You're welcome
to
call us anytime.
Totally. You're the you're the Josie Show family.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. Thank you guys so so much.
Goodbye,
guys. Have a great night.
Bye.
You. Bye.
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 Okay, so that was so awesome. We had so much fun talking to everybody. That rocked.
April Fool's Day, everybody.
That was fantastic. So why don't you tell everybody who's coming up next week? Let's pull up the site here and let everybody know who we're getting on next week. We've got another great show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So April 8th, we have Fernando Del Valle. And plus April 8th, the same day, we have RL. And then April 15th, we have Gary Bender and Linda Criddle. Who's going to teach us about safety on the web.
Woo.
Web safety is always, always important. And then April 22nd, we have Graham Colton. April 29th, we have Ben Crane. And then May 6th, we have Cody Prevost.
Woo! We have got a nice lineup there.
We got a nice lineup going on.
Yeah, that was absolutely awesome. And you can always listen to past shows as well, right? How do we listen to past shows, Joe? Tell us how we listen to past shows.
All righty. Well, Joe's about to explain. Archived episodes we have on our website, josieshow.com. You could also check it out on iTunes and Zune. So check it out. We're everywhere. So just search it all. And remember, we're under our new name, The Josie Show. What do you know?
And it's under the tab. It's under the tab, past shows. We changed it from saying archive to past shows. So
correcto mundo.
Put the past shows tab, and you will get shows from number one to number whatever number one.
Right. Now stay.
70?
Yeah, right. Now stay tuned while five more guests come on. Sorry. I had
today's episode was officially episode number 73.
Woo!
73. Official 73 today.
Big
73. 73 on past shows.
So
you can go ahead and listen to them at any time, which you do.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, because we had a great show last week. Who did we have on last week?
We had Cordy Merritt and Laura Brina.
Yeah, they were awesome.
They were awesome.
We had a great singer and a great actress, so
mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. Make sure you
fantastic.
Tune in,
love them.
You know, and go on to the site and check that out.
Check it out, and check out our guests from, like, you know, way, way back, because they're all wonderful. We've had so many amazing guests that you guys can just listen to over and over again, download free. It's brilliantness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely. Thank you guys so much for joining us on our April Fool's Day show, where I was completely clueless, but we love it anyway. thank you so much, Alan, for helping me guide through this show, since I was completely on improv. And thank you.
Yes, yes. And I also have a shout-out. I think we should do a shout-out.
Ooh, shout-out.
I just got a text telling you that the show was absolutely awesome, and they're excited to hear what happens with the pranks that we pull on Josie's daddy. So big shout-out to a brand-new fan and someone we absolutely love, Lynn Kermer. So Lynn Kermer and her family, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you tune in again next week so you can hear a little bit about some opera and a little bit about some rapping.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be
beautiful.
Great. So thank you so much. We love Lynn.
Thank you guys so, so much. So, so much fun. So glad you guys tuned in for this hilarious show. It was hilarious, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I love it.
That was fun.
I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I got to admit, I was nervous getting the names wrong. I did really, really bad. But no, I'm so glad I got everybody correct. So that's A-plus for Josie. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
So yes. And thank you, Alan and Tina, for helping me through this nice list and guiding me through this craziness.
Anytime. It was fun. Next week you're on your own.
Hey! Yippee!
Yeah, next you get to figure
great.
Out opera
sounds
and
great.
Rap. Hey, maybe we can get the opera guy and the rapper
to
do a song together.
Yep. Love it.
It's going to be awesome.
Love it.
What do you
love
think the chances
both.
Are
great.
Of getting an opera guy and the rapper to do a song together like SpongeBob?
Oh,
if we could
really
ask
cool.
them to do something together, that would be awesome.
Love it, love it. Love
that
it, love
would be
it.
A first in the music
like,
biz.
Music biz.
They're both amazingly talented, so we are
they
very
are.
Excited
love
about
them.
That.
Love
yeah,
it.
Very excited.
going to be super great, super great.
Absolutely.
So, all right, well, maybe we should say goodnight. I don't know.
Yep.
That's it.
Good morning. Sorry. Okay, now it's like, now it's completely
now
on
that's
my
it.
Face.
Now it's
going to
be all night. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, warm up the water, and I'll meet you.
I'll warm the water, you grab the hand. We're on our way.
We got it. All right.
Thanks for everything.
Thanks for everything. Woo-hoo! See you guys soon. See you
bye.
Next week. Bye-bye.